From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we examine a claim that Democratic presidential frontrunner John Kerry is the most liberal senator. But first, we go to Iraq. The country's governing council signed an interim constitution today at a ceremony in Baghdad after weeks of difficult negotiations. Last Friday, five Shiites on the council refused to sign, saying they had some problems with the constitution. Joining us now from Baghdad is John Danishevsky of the Los Angeles Times. John, the five Shiites who refused to sign on Friday, why did they agree to sign today? Were changes made over the weekend?
No changes were made in the document. The decision to go ahead and sign was taken, I think, in the interest of national unity and to move the process forward. But there's been an undertone in their comments today that they're hoping that they can revisit some of the issues that were of concern to them in the future.
And what are some of those issues?
Well, the principal problem seems to be that the enactment of a permanent constitution in the current draft would allow just three provinces to veto the constitution for the rest of the country. And their Sistani, who's the grand Ayatollah here and who has emerged as a great champion of popular democracy, says that's not fair because then you could have a case where a million or 1.5 million people could overturn a constitution approved by the rest of the 25 million people in Iraq.
So he apparently backed away from that, at least in terms of signing the interim constitution for today. Is that a victory for the Americans?
Well, I think the Americans are just pleased to have this document, and they were not that interested in how exactly the Iraqis worked it out among themselves. I think the fact that there is a constitution that guarantees democracy and pluralism is a victory for the Americans, but the procedural way forward in terms of drafting a final constitution was not as important to the American side and just having a general consensus that they were going to go forward.
And what was it like at the signing ceremony today? What was the mood like?
Well, it was very inspirational. There were three speakers, and they all, in different ways, reflected the face of Iraq. And they all spoke about the need to move away from the legacy of dictatorship and have, you know, a democratic country. And most of them alluded to the blood that has been shed here in recent weeks and said that writing this constitution was an answer to the people who were committing these acts of violence.
Now, this is not the final constitution. It's an interim constitution, and power has not yet been transferred to the Iraqis. What happens next?
Well, the real nub that awaits is the fact that they have to choose a transitional government, and they want to make a new government which would receive sovereignty from the Americans beginning at the end of June. So they're going to have a series of consultations to sort of broaden the base of the governing council, and it won't be a strictly American-Iraqi affair as it's been until now, American, Iraqi, British, but they're hoping to bring in the United Nations to give this new transitional government more legitimacy. What follows that is elections. And those are supposed to take place by the end of the year, and they will bring about an elected National Assembly, which in turn will draft and write the permanent constitution, which then would be approved in a referendum, and following that, you would have the installation of a permanent government at the beginning of the year 2006.
Los Angeles Times reporter John Danishevsky in Baghdad, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.